In each episode, we'll try to answer 7 common kid questions in 7 minutes. We'll tackle the common and uncommon questions kids often ask. No question is too weird. We hope you enjoy today's episode. Thank you for joining us on 7 and 7. I'm Christopher, and in today's episode, I'm joined by my co-host and son, Nathaniel.
Hi. Hi. Hello. I'm happy.
So, today you lost a tooth, right?
Yeah. It was small.
Yeah.
I have small teeth. I like them.
So, I was thinking because you lost a tooth today that we would do... Go ahead. Yes, we would do a tooth episode.
Yeah.
So today's episode, we're going to go over 7 teeth questions.
And I also didn't know how he came up with that so fast, how he got all those questions so fast, how he made this episode so fast.
Yeah, we're getting better at making these, huh?
Yeah.
A little bit faster? All right, question 1. What is the strongest substance in the human body?
Muscles?
Good guess.
Right?
Remember, this is the tooth episode.
Tooth?
Kind of.
Tongue?
No. Well, it's part of a tooth. Your tooth enamel.
Tooth or what?
Tooth enamel is the hard outer layer of your teeth that protects it against decaying. So the hard tooth? Outer layer. Yeah, right there.
Oh.
Question 2. What do you think ancient cultures used to clean their teeth?
Cheese.
Cheese?
Yeah. My Oma said that you can just rub cheese on your teeth. It's the same as using toothpaste. That's what she said.
Oh, all right. Well, I don't recommend you rub cheese.
You should really try it. I really want to know if it works or not. You should really try it.
All right. Well, if anyone tries to clean their teeth with cheese,
please, it might work, so please try it.
Please let us know. But you stick to using toothpaste, okay?
Yes.
All right.
Toothpaste made out of cheese.
Ancient cultures would chew on tree barks or sticks to clean their teeth. The History Channel reported that ancient Egyptians made a paste from pulverized eggshells and oxen hooves to clean their teeth.
That sounds crazy. How could they use tree bark?
Well, let me think. Yeah, I'm not sure. Maybe because the tree bark like rubbed against their teeth to kind of clean it. You know, kind of scrape the plaque or stuff off their teeth. Mm-hmm. What do you think? We should dig into it more?
What more?
Should we dig into it? Should we learn more about using tree bark to clean your teeth? Okay, we'll definitely do that. When do you think teeth brushing became common practice? Do you think it happened recently or a long time ago? Go ahead.
Long time ago.
I also thought a long time ago.
Recently?
Yes. People have been cleaning their teeth for a long time, but it wasn't common practice until after World War II. The first toothbrush was developed for mass production and distribution in 1938, but only after the war did America at large begin adopting the practice of daily toothbrushing.
Wow.
All right, you're definitely gonna get this one. I hope you get this one. How often should kids brush their teeth?
It's obvious. Every morning, every night.
Yeah. At least 2 times a day.
Yeah.
And do you remember how long you're supposed to brush your teeth for?
2 minutes.
Yes.
Yep. 120 seconds.
Yes. 2 minutes or 120 seconds.
And I can count to 200 just then.
All right. Next question. Can teeth repair themselves like bone, muscle, and skin?
No.
Yes, you're right. No, they can't. So no, not yet. Teeth are incapable of self-repair, but teeth do contain stem cells, and some scientists are using dental stem cells to regrow human teeth. So maybe one day dentists will be able to regrow your tooth, but not yet. Which is why it's important that we brush, right?
Yeah. Brushing.
So you know a lot about animals, so you might know this one, I'm not sure. Which land mammal has the most teeth?
Alligator. Alligator, caiman, crocodile.
Ooh, yeah, that's a pretty good shark. Guess. Oh, well, okay.
Great white shark?
Okay, well, it's a land animal I'm asking at the moment. So, great white sharks are not on land. I'm going to tell you. How about that?
Yeah.
A giant armadillo can have up to 100 teeth, and they can weigh between 41 and 72 pounds when fully grown. But the largest giant armadillo ever weighed tipped the scale at 180 pounds.
Wow.
That's pretty big. Okay, so I know you're going to get this one. Hold on. You're definitely going to get this. Last question. Which ocean animal has the most teeth?
Shark.
Yep. More specific?
Great white shark.
Yes!
And a fact about sharks.
Okay.
They can smell blood, I believe, a mile away.
Yeah, I've heard that too.
So it's pretty easy for them to catch prey. Besides, they are so strong.
Yeah, they are very strong. So a great white shark has 300 teeth.
Okay, and I believe when dinosaurs were alive, there was this dinosaur. Well, it wasn't a dinosaur. It was something that lived in the water called a megalodon.
Yes!
It was bigger than any shark alive.
Yeah.
It could wreck boats. It had more, I think, teeth than whatever that armadillo my dad said.
Yeah, I remember reading about that too. But I don't remember how many teeth they had, but yes.
And there is also a huge snake called a titanoboa.
Oh, I don't know about them.
They are purple. They are amazing.
Are they alive right now, or did they used to be alive?
They used to be alive.
They used to be. Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Well, I have to learn about them. We'll look it. Should we look it up after this?
Yeah.
All right. Sounds good. Well, that's it for our tooth episode. We hope you enjoyed it, learned something new, and had some fun. Have a question you want us to answer? Visit our website to send us your questions, and we might answer it in an upcoming episode. Anything you want to say before we go?
I like my dad's office.
All right.
I'm and bye. I'm leaving.
Now, time for a joke by a 4-year-old.
What did a werewolf eat after he died too fixed?
I don't know. What did he eat?
The dentist!
The dentist. Good one. All right, bye-bye.